Hello from Beyond the Estuary. Today I was going to mention the Australian poet Bruce Dawe, who died last week at the age of 90, a very well-known Australian poet. They called him Poet of the Suburbs, I think, because he was working-class background, and he wrote a lot about ordinary people and working people. One of his poems that I know best, Bringing Them Home, is, I guess it's a poem of descent, really, written around the time of the Vietnam War. And this particular version is read by Wayne Beaumont.
All day, day after day, they're bringing them home. They're picking them up, those that they can find, and bringing them home. They're bringing them in, piled on the hulls of Grants, in trucks, in convoys. They're zipping them up in green plastic bags. They're tagging them now in Saigon, in the mortuary coolness. They're giving them names. They're rolling them out of the deep freeze lockers on the tarmac at Tan Son Nhut. The noble jets are whining like hounds. They're bringing them home. Curly heads, kinky hairs, crew cuts, balding non-coms. They're high now, higher and higher over the land. The steaming Chow Min. Their shadows are tracing the blue curve of the Pacific with sorrowful quick fingers, heading south, heading east, home, home, home. And the coasts swing upwards, the old ridiculous curvatures of Earth, the knuckled hills, the mangrove swamps, the desert emptiness in their sterile housing. They tilt towards these like skiers, taxiing in on the long runways. The howl of their homecoming rises, surrounding them like their last moments. The mash, the splendor. Then fading at length as they move on to small towns where dogs in the frozen sunset raise muzzles in mute salute. And onto cities in those wide web of suburbs. Telegrams tremble like leaves from a wintering tree. And the spider grief swings in his bitter geometry. They're bringing them home now, too late.
That's a pretty powerful poem, isn't it? If you're interested in any other of Bruce Dawe's poems, look him up. And talking about poems like that, I suppose poetry of descent, I've been thinking too about descent, and I guess it's a bit hard to know about descent at this time, isn't it, when we're in the position that we're in with COVID-19. But I have been thinking about a friend of mine from the Philippines when I lived there years ago, and some of his works and poetry. His name was Carl Gaspar, and he was a community worker and also a writer and a poet. And recently he sent me a book that he'd written called How Long, which is basically about the time that he was imprisoned, for nearly a year, I think, in prison. And he wrote a few poems during that time. I'll just read this one for you. Somehow in Metro Manila. From a safe house in Davao, I thought I'd be transferred to another safe house, somewhere in Metro Manila. Instead, they dumped me in this dark, dirty, suffocating cell. A safe cell? Somewhere in Metro Manila. My mind suffocates at the thought of being held in prison. Hardly safe at all, somewhere in Metro Manila. But I know full well, out there are people who hardly care, except for their safety. They too are in prison, somewhere in Metro Manila. He also writes a little bit about Holy Week, Good Friday, Easter Sunday, because he was in prison during that time. And he's written a poem called Holy Saturday Morning Blues, which is appropriate. Probably we've got the Christian Holy Week coming up at the end of this week. Alone in my depressing detention cell, I wonder if I'll ever see light at the end of the tunnel. Across from me is an old empty bottle of Johnny Walker Black Label. When the sun peaks at noontime, here it will be as hot as hell. I am about ready to collapse into the arms of despair. 8 days have passed since I mysteriously disappeared. The Christ is in his tomb and will soon appear in full glory, but I will still be here. And you said another interesting thing I thought too about detention, which we're all sort of thinking about at the moment, is we're in a bit of a home detention, I suppose, which can't be compared, of course, with the sort of detention that people like him and other writers and that have been suffering for a long time. He said something here I thought about was worth thinking about. He says, the prison bars and barbed wire that surround a detention centre can only imprison the body. A cage may clip the wings of a bird, but never its spirit to soar. A prison may reduce a detainee's world into a small space, but his capacity to dream will enable him to soar across the limitless sky. A person can never be fully imprisoned if he can create a world where he can fly with the wings of freedom. So that was his sort of little reflection around the time of Holy Week and Easter. I thought I'd finish today with a couple of my own poems. One which is called Misunderstanding Good Friday, which was actually published last year in Meniscus Literary Review, November last year. That Good Friday, we walked down the road, not towards Golgotha, but down McHenry Street to Holy Redeemer Church. No crowds baying for blood here, just us and our cat that sometimes followed all the way to Mass. No temple curtain rent in two, just a memory of incense, somber saints veiled in purple, and hot cross buns in the oven on returning home. The nails through the hands and feet came later. And the last poem we're going to read today is just called Easter. It hasn't been published. You'll probably see why. It's not a very holy poem. Don't underestimate the strength required to roll back that stone to release the crucified one, patiently playing solitaire in some distant sphere. We do get it. We know that death is final-ish, but in each of us there lurks the hope that one day we'll all be resurrected with the bodies of porn stars, all accoutrement intact and measurable. Well, that's enough from me today, and look forward to talking to you again next time. Thanks for listening.